up and down, so it's really a thing. There you go. As you can see, I'm not a physician. I don't use this often. I just buy equipment. So.
Horizon's Director of Primary Healthcare, Richard LeMay, was in Sackville yesterday demonstrating an electric examination table to some of the people who might help fund the purchase of more. LeMay made the trip to help launch the new fundraising campaign from the Sackville Memorial Hospital Foundation. About 60 people gathered in the atrium of the hospital to kick off the annual fundraising campaign, which this year is entitled Collaborative Care is Coming.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. My name is Bill Carroll. I'm the fundraising chair for this year's campaign, and I'd like to welcome you to our campaign launch.
This year's campaign is a pivot for the Sackville Hospital Foundation. Instead of raising money for equipment or facilities in the Sackville Hospital, the campaign has its sights set on purchasing equipment for the Tanchmar Primary Healthcare Clinic across the parking lot. The campaign aims to raise $150,000 for the purchase of additional electric examination tables, a wheelchair scale, a tympanogram for examining the eardrum, a bladder scanner, and an automated device for point-of-care urinalysis testing. CHMA asked Carroll about the change in focus for this year's campaign.
It will not change the long-term direction of the foundation because we're here to help the community. We raise funds in the community. We contribute to special items, icing on the cake items for the hospital. And this year we're doing icing on the cake items for the healthcare center. Horizon does wonderful things for us. I mean, they're keeping our hospital open, they're bringing good doctors in, but the foundation does other things than buy little bits of equipment. We're also funding education grants to make sure that we bring medical people into our community. We have a lovely community here. Sackville is a grand place to live. We want to make sure it stays that way. We make it a desirable place for medical people to come, and we do that by being the foundation, doing the little things that we do. Small incremental steps, small things that are going to make us make it successful.
Horizon's Richard LeMay helped spearhead the launch of the Tanchmar Primary Care Clinic back in September 2023. Horizon chose to open the clinic to help take on patients orphaned by a series of doctor retirements in the area that summer. It was a slow start, but by the end of 2024, the clinic had a number of primary care and allied health professionals seeing patients.
Yeah, we've grown from the last time we spoke. At least 10 to 12 people were going to clinic on a regular basis. The main addition was really our allied professional teams, like the pharmacist, social worker, dietitian, the respiratory therapist. So those are really the big additions that really make a difference for patients, because now they can see those people directly if they have a need that is specific to their scope of expertise and not necessarily need to see a nurse practitioner or a physician if their issues is more related to their work. So it creates a lot more access also for people to the services they need.
Do you have an idea of how many patients are now registered with that clinic?
We have around 1,650 patients registered, and I would say every week it grows by about 20 to 30 more new patients every week. So we're not at a point that we're not taking any more patients. We're still growing. We'll be like that for a while. So it's really good news for the community.
How many primary care people? I've noticed a couple nurse practitioners you mentioned there tonight, and there is reference to a physician. How many full-time equivalent sort of primary care people do you have?
We have three people, two nurse practitioners and a physician, for a total of 2.8 for FTEs, if you call full-time equivalents. Or our physician is there 4 days a week. He was there 2 days a week before, so that got augmented, and we have our two full-time nurse practitioners.
So the 2.8 primary care people, what's the long-term plan there?
Yeah, good question. So yeah, we would like to have more than three providers in the clinic. We're aiming to at least have four or five, but space is a bit of a limitation now. We're looking at how can we grow that. Also have the recruitment or people interested to join us as a team. We know there's interest in the coming years, so we're trying to prep the ground to welcome those people and grow our services and capacity.
How important will this decision by the foundation to, you know, support the equipment at the clinic, how important will that be in sort of helping you achieve those goals?
So I think this is great in helping us, mainly with the patient experience also. We're going to have electric beds, so people getting older, so it's easier for them to even have access to sit on a bed instead of having one that doesn't move. We're going to get some clinical tools that we can do tests with. So it's going to be easier for patients, less back and forth with the hospital and us. So it's going to help mostly the patient experience and the providers offer service in a more qualitative way.
That's Horizon Director of Primary Healthcare, Richard LeMay. On Thursday, the Sackville Hospital Foundation officially launched its 2025 fundraising campaign under the title Collaborative Care is Coming. The foundation aims to raise $150,000 to purchase additional equipment for the Tanchamar Primary Care Clinic. More information about the campaign is available at smhf.ca/donate. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.